1,000 years. Treta Yug, 1,296,000 years. Dwapara Yug, 864,000 years. Kali Yug, 432,000 years. Times 71 times 1,000. So in the material world, many people are very fond of gambling. They play lotto, lottery, so many things. So in a spiritual sense, we have definitely hit the spiritual lottery. We've been able to be born in this Kali Yuga just 500 years after the appearance of Mahaprabhu. But like all of Krishna's dealings, Mahaprabhu's dealings also are very crooked. And though the Sankirtan movement contains the greatest gift and the greatest jewel, in order to catch up with that crooked current of Mahaprabhu's gift, we have to be very attentive. So, His Divine Grace, Nityananda Gurustam Vishnupad, Paramahansa Sabhiraj, Gacharya Sutara Sisimad, Chalesi Bhakti Vinata Swami Rashila Prabhupada, came here in 1965-66, and in 12 short years, traveled all over the world, setting the foundation for this gift. Gurudev has explained many times, he cut down the jungles of Mayavad, and also so many misconceptions that existed within the heart of so many of the hippies of that era, and others. There's all kind of deviant groups. So Srila Prabhupada was able to do that in 12 short years. But then the current of bhakti shifted. And unfortunately, many people could not follow how the current shifted. So His Divine Grace, Nityananda Gurustam Vishnupad, Paramahansa Sabhiraj, Gacharya Sutara Sisimad, Pujapad Srila Sridhar Maharaj, after the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, helped so many devotees. Even though not moving from Navadvip Dham, so many devotees going there were able to receive his help. So again, after the Aprakat Leela of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, the current of bhakti again shifted. And again, many devotees found some solace in their continuing search for this goal with His Divine Grace, Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj. And again, after Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj broke everyone's heart by leaving very suddenly and leaving us who we thought may be in the abyss, then the current of bhakti shifted, and by Krishna's mercy in 1996, Gurudev made his first world tour. So in 1996, I went to New Jersey, and I saw Srila Gurudev there, and I knew instantly by the mercy of Srila Gurudev that I had again found that current of shifting bhakti. So I immediately wanted to try to take shelter, and I have so little qualification. And Gurudev said, okay, you be patient. And by the next year he came, he was very merciful to me and gave me shelter at his lotus feet along with my god brothers, Sanatan and others. And then we tried very hard to find ways to distribute Srila Gurudev's books and bring other people to the Sangha. And then I thought also, even though there are many people in the world who are suffering, nobody could suffer more than somebody whose father was very wealthy, and they know their father was wealthy, and they have no idea where he hid the money. So I call Srila Gurudev and the entire Sangha of Vaishnavas because I know they know this secret. And so now all of you are here, and we have a chance to find not only our father's money, but what the grandfather left, what great-grandfather left, all the way back, and we will find the ultimate treasure.
Indeed, very good speaker. Where is the daughter of Bhumipati Prabhu?
Madan Mohini.
Where? Oh, Gurudev Kripa Karke. Very soon. Very soon, very soon. At one?
Why don't you come here, madam?
And where is Bhumipati?
He's about there outside. Huh?
Outside?
No, not outside.
Point going.
By the Madranga.
Oh, you should be, try to be nearer. Why?
Please come near, don't
be
here. Ah, you can come nearer, no harm. You. Or you can sit with your brothers and father.
Ujjal has come, Ujjal.
Thank you.
Song somewhat Pundarish Prabhu. You should explain in brief. Very good mood and purpose of this song. Totally surrendered to Gurudev. Devotee should be like that. What is in this? If there is no Guru Nishtha, no Bhakti. Guru Nishtha is the backbone of, but not externally, only. Externally plus
internally.
What is in this song? Oh, we should try to make our heart like that. There are so many songs of Narottam Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, or more better. So we should try to be like that. Don't be duplicitous. Internally one and externally one. I have come to remind you. So you should be like that.
This prayer for the mercy of Gurudev, which we just sung in Hindi language. Although the words are very simple, but just as Shri Gurudev has already given a glimpse of the idea or theme which is contained in this bhajan is so deep, it's so full of deep devotion that a disciple is feeling in his heart for his Gurudev. And line after line, he is so nicely expressing that how he's feeling that connection at his lotus feet and he doesn't have any other shelter to look at. This stage of a devotee actually is not a very ordinary stage. Here, he is understanding the idea of the relationship. What does it mean by having a guru in one's life? All other relationships which one may have, or one has, or one experiences, husband, wife, brother, sister, whatever, all those relationships are actually useless, meaningless, because in all other species we experience. Only in the human form of life one has the chance to experience the relationship of a disciple and guru. So here, the disciple is crying out for the mercy. How he's crying? He says, "Oh Gurudev, please give me a drop of your mercy." And what kind of mercy I want? I want to reside eternally at your lotus feet. So, kripa karke mujhko apna lena. Although in my heart I see it's full of so many anarthas and it's so dirty, it's so contaminated and it's stinking, yet still I pray to you that you give, you clean this heart and accept it and engage it in the services of their lordships. And I know the path of bhajan which you have told me, which you are showing me, I want to follow that. But this path is so difficult for me to follow because of my inabilities, because of my anarthas, because of my material conditioning. So I pray to you, just like a boat, when a boat is caught in any whirlpool, then we can understand what is the situation, especially when the whirlpools are formed in the oceans. They are very, very dangerous. They can suck in big ships also from kilometers and miles away. And where the ship goes, nobody knows. Nobody can save that. So he's feeling that the boat of his bhakti or his endeavor in Krishna consciousness or in the path of bhakti is like that. The wave, the whirlpool of material sense gratification and anarthas is so strong, is so hard that no matter how hard he's trying to go away and follow the instructions, it's sucking him back in that whirlpool. So he's saying, my nav, my boat is about to drown any moment. Please save me. Without you, no one can save me. And then in the next verse, he's saying, yes, tum sukh ke sagar ho, bhakti ke sahare ho. You are the ocean of happiness, eternal happiness and bliss. Why? Because you have properly connected yourself to the supreme source of happiness. And that's why you're experiencing in your heart unlimited happiness. And here, the verse which we sing every day from Guru Ashtaka prayers, Srila Vishnu Chakri Thakur, which explains, Sri Radhika Madhav Yudha Para Madhujya Leela Gunarupa Naam Naam Swadhan Lulupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanarvindam. He's explaining that the Guru, he is continuously 24 hours, is dipped and absorbed in tasting the bliss of the sweetness of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya and Krishna. Every moment after moment, that greed is so deep that he is completely absorbed in that. So the disciple is saying, you're the reservoir of that sweetness. You're the reservoir of that bliss. And that is why only you are the shelter or support of bhakti, which Gurudev very nicely puts in his word, that Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. Backbone, if it's not there in the body, then what happens? Nothing can stand. But also there is very important point in this particular statement. And what is that? Although backbone is holding the whole body, backbone is not seen. Can we see the backbone? No. We only see the body and we see all the activities being done by this body. So what does it mean? What does it mean by when we say that Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. That means that we're trying to make a show by chanting loudly, O Gurudev, O Gurudev, O Gurudev, or trying to say, I belong to you, I belong to you. No, it's unseen, but yet it's controlling each and every endeavor of bhakti. He's living his life as in the words of Srila Narottam Thakur. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Ekya Arana Kuri Hamane Asha. When that stage will come in the life of sadhak, that he understands very clearly and he feels from his heart that yes, the only goal of my life is these words which are emanating from the lotus mouth of my Gurudev. I have no other desire. And that feeling in his heart is reflected continuously without interruption in any circumstance in his behavior, then actually he has understood the meaning. Otherwise, these are just words. So he has to go a long way. He has to pray a long way to come to that realization that yes, I don't desire anything else. Only at the lotus feet of Guru, Sri Guru Charane Rati, says Uttamagati, I will get all my desires fulfilled. So he's saying that you are my shelter. You are the reservoir of all this place, which I long for, which I want in my life. And Mere Manu. 24 hours, always, you are sitting in my heart and I'm worshipping you. It's very natural. Who I want in my life, who I look for, who I love, is going to be always in my heart, in my thoughts, in my all pursuits, I can never forget that person. So Gurudev is so dear that he has completely captured each and every emotion, each and every thought of his disciple's heart. If that has not happened, then there's something missing. And once you try to see in the relationship, is that happening in one's heart or it's not happening in their heart? And then he's saying, I have so many faults, so you please, by your causeless mercy, by your kind nature, you overlook them and you give me the strength to come over all those faults, then I can serve you eternally as you want me to serve you, as you desire. And in addition, what I say, I am the servant of all the Vaishnavas. I am the servant of all the great sages who have dedicated their life in the service of the Lordship and they're carrying out their mission. I am simply like a beggar. I am beggar at your door. Although I have no qualifications whatsoever, but just like a beggar, what is the situation of a beggar? He can just stand and beg. And if the master or a wealthy person, he has some bread or some fruits or some money, he may give or he may not give. It's up to him. But beggar cannot make any claim. He can only humbly beg that, oh, please give me. Sometimes Gurudev gives the example like a dog. When we see in India, many places, there are dogs around the shops of those who are selling sweets or bread. And people, they take jalebi or samosa or whatever they want from the shop. They will take that and they will eat all of that item, and they will throw away the leaf, which is completely empty. And these dogs who are standing outside those shops, who doesn't have money and no other qualification that they can go and take from the shop, they will run to those those plates which have been completely empty, and they will lick that. This is the position of the beggar. This is how he's looking for mercy, to receive mercy from his Gurudev. And he's crying again and again that my only desire is to be at your lotus feet, to serve you unconditionally and carry out your orders at all costs, keeping my life in my hand. Only you can make me capable to do that. Hare Krishna.
If a disciple taking initiation from Guru, and then he becomes expert and mature, why he should glorify or remember his Gurudev? Because now he becomes like a Guru. he should not do, because now he is perfect. And he make so many disciples. Oh, when he becomes perfect and qualified, then he can know the glory of his Guru. Narottam Thakur, he took shelter of Loknath Goswami. And when he matured, he was matured. When he realized the glory of Loknath Goswami, not before. So any disciple cannot know the glory of glorification of his Guru. When he knows, and he becomes some perfect, qualified. Now I am realizing my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Vinod Thakur Arup Goswami. Before, when I took initiation, nothing, like zero I was. But now I am. Somewhat I am realizing their mercy. I weep for their mercy. I weep more. I want to weep more and more. So, Narottam Thakur can glorify. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati can glorify his Gurudev, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Any ordinary person, they cannot know what is the glorification of this. So try to know and try to be perfect by serving Gurudev. You cannot do by your own exercises, only by the causeless mercy of Guru, Vaishnava and Krishna. Thank you.
Ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjanasalakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai Sri Gurave Namah vanchakalpatarubhyasya kripasindhubhyaivacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo mahavadannaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Vaktaya Tadabhaktaya Yang Praprajantamanupetam Apetakrityam Daipayano Birahaka Tarya Chuhabo Potreti Tanmaya Tarvo Vinedo Tam Sarvabhutaridayam Muniman Krosna Tavai Vashmi Tavai Vashmi Najva Trayabina Iti Vigyan Radhi Tangne Maham Charmati
Wait. Oh, my heartly blessing. My humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Paramaradha. Om Vishnu Pasishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesavashwari. And same in the Lord's feet of my Siksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Raghunath Das Goswami. Anyhow, he came to his Gurudev. Who?
Jadunandana Chaitanya.
Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he gave it to Sarup Damodar. In the hands of Sarup Damodar. He
handed over.
So what was the cause that he never returned back to his home? Why? And why will we return back? 99%. What are they called? Why Rupa Goswami never returned back after he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he became him and obeyed whole life? But he never returned back to him. Why? We see Sanatana Goswami also. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Gadadhar Prabhu? How he was? Why he not returned to his home? What are the reasons? We go to our Guru and some days we serve him, obey him. But why we give up? Because no Guru Nishtha. That we explain. And if no Guru Nishtha, then what becomes? He will have to take him back. I want that we should not return for our whole life. Lives and lives serving them. Then bhakti may be achieved. Otherwise not. Bhakti is not a toy. Not a toy. If anyone has a strong faith on his Guru Lotus feet and so much a strong faith in bhakti, then how he can return? Never and never. So you should be ready for this. Otherwise you cannot have bhakti, real bhakti. Semblance of bhakti you may have. So, we begin from where? First day. A question was there. Oh, we want happiness and we think that this world is full of happiness. But really it is not so. Billi ka laddu jo khaya wo bhi pachtaya, nahi khaya wo bhi pachtaya.
The sweet laddu of Delhi is so attractive that those who have not eaten, they desire for it. And because they have not got, so they are lamenting. And those they have eaten, now they are lamenting that why they ate it.
Do you know? Delhi ka laddu. Oh, very big, big. But it will come to, or it will be minimized, so nothing is there. Hawaii. The name is Hawaii. Hawaii mystery. Nothing is there. No taste, nothing. So this world is like that. So we have explained all this. Also, we explained this swarup of Jiva, Jiva Swarup. We are not this physical body. Oh, very well we have explained all these things. Also, yesterday in our class, we explained varieties of mood, varieties of objects and all the process to have this. One object and one process for that. And from Brihat Bhagavatamrita, we explained Swarga, Mahajana, Tapa, Satya, Brahmalok, Mohinilok, seven layers of the of this world. And then Vaikunthalok, Ajodhya, Mathura, Dwaraka, Mathura, Vrindavan, and even in Vrindavan, Gokul, Nandagaon, Varshana, and then Vrindavan, Rasasthali, then Govardhan, and in the last, Radha, serving there. So there are so many objects and so many processes. You'll have to choose among all. What should be your object? And after that process, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in first 3-4 chapter, only he has described about only object. And after that
process
in Rup, Siksha,
Sanatana Siksha,
Raya Ramananda Siksha, everywhere. In the lost. So we should have to select any object of your life. If you are, your object is to be happy in this world, or this is like zero. Like what? You are in dilemma. You are like animals, pigs, hawks and all. Gokaraha. Oh, what is the meaning of Gokara? Oh, Panditji? You Panditji? Gokar?
Cow or ass.
In animals? Oh, donkey. And why donkey? Bitten by the hard length of his...
Jenny.
She donkey.
Blood coming from nose. running. He don't care for
blood
coming.
Broken nose.
Nothing.
Broken nose.
He may die, but he will fall. Oh, this is donkey. So, if we knowing all this is done, but not following, then you are most wretched than even donkey, hawks and pigs. We should know. I have come to remind you. The words of Swamiji, Esi Bhakti Vedanta. I have come to remind the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you are self killer. Nadeham Ardham Sulabham Sulabham Plum Sukalpam Guru Karanadharam Mayanukulli Navasvatairitam Puman Nataretsa
Atmaha.
Those who are knowing all these facts and not following. Not coming in the boat of Guru. Not in the boat of Harinam. Without any shulk.
Any fee. Eh?
Without any fee. Come on, all. Boat is here. And you can touch the boat. And you see what?
You cross over.
Out of cross. We have crossed the endless birth and chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrows. Really. Oh. I don't want to take any single farthing or shilling or pence even.
Dollar.
Oh, only you should come and be in our boat. Only we can. But I think very few are ready to come. Very few. So, I have come to remind you all that Srimad Bhagavat has told and Chaitanya Chaitamata Swayam, himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has. Be very strong. Don't be weak and follow. Now, we are going to explain so many objects and processes by Rai Ramananda Sambhava. Perhaps you have read, but try to go very deep to understand all these things. If you will understand all these things, at once, in a moment, tattva-gyan and vairagya, detachment to worldly desire, is bound to come, surely will come. And if you are not honest, not sincere, then nothing will be there. Not even a line will chalk out in your heart. Theek hai? Not even. So, Mukunda Prabhu told, you are invited for this thing. Take something, essence, from our discussions and this high class of association. And they turn back with, wealth, transcendental wealth. And think that we are now very wealthy by this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, left house, left his most dear wife, newly married, no children at all. He kept nothing for their maintenance. He became totally mad after Krishna. Oh Krishna, where you are? Wanted to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu saw that Or it may be that his mother may die. And he should not be far away. And also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fearing to return back to Vrindavan because there is Govardhan, Jamuna, Jamula pulling, Rasasthali, Bansivat, and so many places. When he will go there, or deers may come and remind, oh, you are not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are a very
fellow.
Tricky person.
Same black fellow.
Oh, you are Bansivara. You are Govinda, Krishna. And then he will remind, and everything will, for which he has come, to sprinkle his mercy. What? To give. Raganuga Vartma.
Ragmargo Bhukti Loke Kurite Pracharan.
This thing. And to relish.
Prem Ras Nidjas Kurite Asadan.
Prem Ras Nidjas Ashwadan. To taste. And to sprinkle something. What?
Ragmargo Bhukti.
Which are not given even by Krishna, even. Not by Ram or any manifestation of Krishna. Never. How long? Since Brahma, one day, one kalp, day and night, it was first given by same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he descended. So in long time, it was not given. All the acharyas, Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, Sridhar Swami, and Jayadeva Goswami, Bilva Mangal, so many were there. They gave bhakti. But not so much bhakti rasa. Bilva Mangal, Jayadev, and Mithile,
Vidyapati.
Some semblance of pure, sweet, madhajyamai bhakti they gave. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bhakti rasa. And he taught all, inspired everything in the heart of Rupa Goswami to explain, and he explained. So we are very fortunate coming in his line. So, Raghunath Das Goswami came to Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then came to Puri. And then he went to south to search his brother. But really this was not reason. To give Rag Marth and with love and affection, Harinam Sankirtan Hare Krishna. Oh, this was the prominent reason to go to South India. And by the paramarsha se.
Advice.
By the advice of Sardhan Bhattacharya. He went to on the bank of Godavari. In the morning he took bath in Godavari. And very
effulgent. Very beautiful.
Bright.
Oh, Mahaprabhu, Bal Sanyasi. Age 24, you can know, in saffron cloth, very beautiful gondolin, like Srimati Radhika face, beauty, and he was sitting on the bank and meditating something. Raya Ramananda came, drum was there, thousands of Brahmins, they were reciting what? Like what?
Your
boat?
Ram Sahasra Sita Purusha Sahasra Sahasra.
Like this?
Samome Adya Teshta Dasangula Purusha.
They were reciting. In very good tune. You should learn all boys. No? You should learn the how to pronounce it. You should also. All. You know? No, you should try to know. Then any verse of Ved you can recite. He knows perhaps. You? But they know. So anyhow, they were reciting. And Raya Ramananda came out of his palanquin. And he saw how beautiful, shining, a Bal Sanyasi is there. And he was attracted. He left his all sannyasi. He took bath first and then left all and took only one and told that you should be here. I'm coming very soon. And he went to the Bal Sanyasi and he was waiting that his meditation should be stopped. And he did Sashtang Pranam, being a king of South India, the
Governor General
of Maharaj Pratap Rudra, very high class. And he was too learned person, very rashi, more than anyone. Incarnation of, you can tell, or Lalita, Vishakha. When Mahaprabhu finished his meditation and he saw, he began to, oh, who is this person? And he also, two and two eyes became
four.
And Mahaprabhu told, are you Raya Ramananda? Oh, I am Das Shudra Adham.
Oh, Shudra Adham.
How humble. Try to be humble like this. No humbleness, no love and affection, no bhakti at all. Bhakti depends on the gradation of
humility.
Humility. So you should be. If you want bhakti, you should be very humble. Try to give respect to Vaishnavas. Like, oh, you see Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu also, how he is giving honor to him. And then Mahaprabhu stood up and embraced him. And the king was sighing and he wanted to go back somewhat. But Mahaprabhu told, oh, now I have. Sarbhaum is very kind to me. And he has advised me to meet you. Oh, then Raya Ramananda looked interior. He is not ordinary person, not ordinary sannyasi. Oh, it seems that you are Krishna himself. Mahaprabhu just said, oh, no, nothing is there. Only you are so high class of bhakta, you are seeing everywhere Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It is not my glory, but it is your glory. You are, Mahabhagavat, that. Oh, don't cheat me. And then anyhow, Mahaprabhu told, I have come to you. I want your session for 1-2 days. Raya Ramananda told, not only 1 day, 2 days. Up till you are here, I will come daily. And for whole life, I want your association. I will give up this kingdom and position and everything for you. Mahaprabhu became very happy. Oh, till I am returning from South India to Puri, oh, you should be ready to come for your whole life with me. And we will associate in any lonely place and discuss all this.
Sukhe guai vakal Krishna katharangi.
What meaning?
I will spend time in great happiness discussing the pastimes
of Krishna with you.
And you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned back from the South India, and Maharaj Pratap Rudra, he gave a shelter in the house of Kashinath Mishra, Kashi Mishra, his
Gurudev.
And he gladly gave one very small
room.
What room?
Gambhira.
That room, only one can sit down, not totally, flatly sleep. If he wants to sleep on, he will have to be like
hold
that.
Your...
And not how much height? Only a man can sit.
Stand.
He cannot stand, sir. Never. And here. And whole day and whole night, weeping. So, he requested that you should come. And he told that, I will come. So, some days, 5-6 days.
10 days.
10 days. I don't remember. And he stayed there. And daily in the evening, like a very simple person, giving up his crown and garment, royal dresses. Oh, he used to come. And whole night, weeping, they used to discuss. Bringing from where? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, I want to hear, oh, what is the object of a person, and what is the process? But I want to hear the praman,
evidence
from Purans, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. I want authentic, not ordinary things. And then they began to speak. Mahaprabhu told.
Parasloka sadhir nirman.
What is sadhya and sadham? You should tell me. Where sadhya and then sadhan? What is sadhya?
Goal or object.
Of?
The practice, the sadhana. Of life.
Of life. What is the goal of life? This is sadhya. And what is the process to
attain that goal?
Like in this life, we think that our life goal is to make money, to be happy. Happiness is our goal. I think that 100% or only less something, a recurring sum, it may be. We want all to be happy, but we are not happy. And we think that we can be happy only making money. Money is centralized in our life. Even brahmachari, sannyasi like me, our pocket is full of
money.
Because without money we cannot move. We think. And especially for grihastha. Whether wife is there or not. Whether his wife has kicked him and her heart is injured. But even he wants a new wife. Kicked by 10 times. But even he wants that very same thing. And some money to be had. And for this process, what is process? To work in factory day and night. Like animals. Day and night. Even they cannot earn so much money. And not satisfied. Even the president of America.
Mr. Bush.
Huh? Oh.
Clinton.
Now is Bush. Clinton was not satisfied by his wife. He entangled anyhow in a girl, office girl. And she also kicked him. You know Charles and Diana, you know? Bing. No.
Prince.
Princess. They were about to be king and queen. Oh, boy, beautiful two sons. And what became? They were not satisfied. Never satisfied. So this is the condition of world. So he told that you should read sadhya and then sadhya. How we can have? Oh, he told. What he told first is Lord. Bhashana Sam Acharata Puman Vishnu Aradhyate
Nattattattusakaranam.
Here, what is the goal? Shraddha and what is sadhana? And why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not satisfied as he told that external? Try to write here. Black box cannot help you. It may be broken. But this, not broken.
Om Agarate Marandasa Gyananjana Salata Chakshur Nuditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah.
What you will hear from here, you can forget. But what you will hear from here,
never
forget. Oh, so try to hear from
core of your heart.
Core of heart. Understand? My dear friends, thank you. Are you also hearing? Don't hear. Otherwise, you cannot return to your home.
It will be a very big problem for you.
If you want to be very happy in your family life, oh, don't come to us. Don't come to this association. Very bad, very bad.
Dangerous.
Then you cannot return, so be careful. Especially the persons who are saved here.
Some Sikha.
And Tilak, Mala, and some books here, Bhagavatam. Oh, be there.
Free of cost, they will give something.
Free of cost, they will tell that you should hear. I will not take any fee. And only here. And what they will be?
Oh.
They will like birds and
street
birds.
Street beggars.
Street beggars.
So they want to make you all street beggars. So be careful. You can be here, but do like this.
No curious.
He's very expert. You expert? In aeroplanes, I have seen two
earplugs.
So you should try to have.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has posed a question to Roy Ramananda. Oh, Roy Ramananda, please explain to me what is sadhya. What is the goal, the aim and object of life? But you should not speak anything from your own opinion. You should give some praman, evidence from Shastra, to prove, to ascertain what is the goal of life. So first of all, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu posed this question, Roy Ramananda, he gave a suggestion from Vishnu Puran. He is saying, Vanashrama Charavata Purushena Parapuman Vishnurarajate Panta Nandyatato Shakarnam. Here in Vishnu Puran, the advice has been given. Please understand that there is only one way to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. What is that? Vanashrama Charavata. You have to perform your prescribed duties in Vanashram Dharma. There are four ashrams: Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas, and four varnas: Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. You should be situated in one of these varnas and ashrams and perform your duty without any attachment, only for the satisfaction of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the way to satisfy God. There is no other process. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this suggestion from Roy Ramananda, what did he say? Prabhu kahe eho baya agi keo a.
Raya kahe Krishna karma prana
sarva sadhya sar. First Mahaprabhu told him, This is external. You should tell me something else. So then a question comes. We have heard that Varnasham Dharma is very good, very essential. We should
also
observe it.
That Prabhupada also.
Yes.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj.
So the Prabhupada told devotees
to make a Saranagati, a Varnasham Dharma, they are here, there, you should follow. I also advise you all, don't give up your wife and husband. Try to be whole life like Varnasham Dharma. This is the platform life. So you should not divorce. If you are divorced, oh, try to come back and be with them. If you have bhakti and you are now detached, no harm. No harm. You can give up your family life, everything for Krishna, no harm. But you should try to follow. But what is the result?
So the question has come. Why has Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected this suggestion of Rai Ramananda? So we should know on the one side, what are the attributes of Varnasham Dharma? What is the good side? What is the positive side? Or the necessity of observing Varnasham Dharma? And on the other side, we should know what are the defects? What will be the result of following this path, the goal that can be attained? For all the jivas in this world who are conditioned souls, they will have to act in this world. And their actions will create reactions. If they will not follow Dharma, religious principles given in Shastra, then the reactions will cause them to be degraded and they will go down and down and they will suffer. So therefore, the conditioned souls in this world, they must obey the rules and regulations given in Shastra. This is good for them. What does Varnasham Dharma mean? It means one should follow the Varnas and Ashrams. It means that one should obey his parents. It means that one should respect his seniors and superiors. It means one should give in charity. And there are so many duties in Varnasham Dharma. They can gradually elevate that living entity from the modes of ignorance to passion and up to goodness in this way. And if someone will very strictly follow Varnasham Dharma carefully, the result is either he can go to Swarga, he can go to heaven, like Harishchandra and others, Shivi Maharaj, and so many.
Harishchandra and Dadichi, so.
Dadichi Muni. They had very good character. They never deviated from the truth. They carried out their duties, even in the face of the most difficult adversities. And what was the result? They can go to Swarga, they can go to heaven. Otherwise, if one will follow with complete detachment, one may attain mukti. Not more than this. Not more than mukti. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, this is external. Why? This activity of performing duties in Varnasham Dharma, it is related to the body and the mind. This is not Sanatan Dharma. This is not the eternal occupation of the soul. Brahmachari is not eternal, especially these days. And
also, we are not sannyasi really.
Yes.
What we are?
Naham vipro na cha narapati na pivaishana sudro. Naham bani na cha gripati no vanasto yadeva. Kintu pradyanikala paramananda punam ritabde. Gopi batu padakamalayo das das das.
We have accepted this renounced order only
Mukunda
Sevan Vrata.
Paratmanishtam matravesha dharan Mukunda Sevayahai samsarataran. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not a sannyasi. Only I have accepted this sannyasi vesh. Why? Because it is bhakti anukul. It is very favorable for Paratmanishta to dedicate my life completely to Mukunda Seva, the service of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sevesh kala eve brindavanagya. Now I have taken this, I will go to Vrindavan and sitting in a solitary place, I will dedicate my heart completely in Krishna Bhajan.
Very good. Thank you. What is something favorable in Varnasham Dharma? One thing, that sadhu may come to their houses. Like, there are two slokas. Mahadvichalam nirnam
grihinam
dina chetasam.
Nishya sai bhagavan nannatha kalpate kachit.
Oh, sadhu, really sadhu. They can come in the house of grihastha to take something for their maintenance and to stay in night. But why they come? For their benefit, not him there. Oh, what is really life? Like Narad, moving here and there. Like Bidhu came to Dhritarashtra and to Pandava's house and met Dhritarashtra. Told him, you are blind. You were blind.
Externally and internally both.
No. Now you are more blind. Oh. What you want to see? For all sons are killed by Bhim. And he is giving you some
piece of chapati.
Chapati like dogs. And you are taking. What more you want to see in your life? More thing, anything? At once be careful. Give up this house. How can I keep up? I am blind. Oh, I will take you. No. In the midnight you should come with me. And he took and went to Haridwar and told the mantra and told that you should be here. Don't return back to Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira and Pandavas came and they were weeping for Dhritarashtra. But he never heard him. No, I will be here. He was maintaining himself by the leaves, by fruits, by some
groundnuts,
and anyhow. And when a fire came,
forest fire,
all began to run away. But he, Kunti and Gandhari were there. And fire came and they were in a moment. And at that time he took his
life,
soul in mind and from mind to heart and from there to in Krishna. And he was liberated. So anyhow, in Grihastha, there is chance that any sadhu can come. But we should not depend on that. Even it is external. If you are fully observing Varnashram Dharma, what he told, only Mukti can be, nothing more. Or Swarga.
Heavenly planet, not Mukti even.
Not even Mukti.
And going Sarga, Chini.
So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Oh, you Bhajya. Then Raman Fatel, Shyamrani, Jadurani. I want to finish this, not today, but in 1-2 days. And then I want to come and discuss some more things. I wanted to tell some sweet pastimes of Krishna.
The Lord replied.
Now, please stand up.
The Lord replied.
Oh, one can help.
This is external.
That was, you can. You are young.
You had better tell me some other means. Ramananda replied, to offer the results of one's activities.
Sound very okay. I like your songs.
To offer the results of one's activities to Krishna is the essence of perfection. He continued, O son of Kunti, quoting from Bhagavad Gita, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering to me.
Here, what is sadhana and what is process? Yeah?
The process is to offer the results of one's activities to Krishna, and the goal of offering the results of activities is so that I won't have to suffer the results of my activities. Whatever I do in the material world, even if it's a pious activity, I have to suffer. If I give in charity, then I have to be born again as a rich person. If I give to a hospital, then I have to be born again and not get sick. But I still have to suffer birth, old age, disease, and death. And what to speak of if my activities are not pious? So if I offer the results of my activities to Krishna, then I'm free from karma. That is their goal, to be liberated. And the problem with that goal is it's personal. It's only in relation to my body and my body's happiness. It has nothing to do with my relationship with Krishna, which is the actual goal of life.
More explain something about this. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it? And what is karma arpan?
कर्मार्पण में संसार सुख की ही तो अभिलाषा है, यही तो उद्देश्य है।
संसार सुख नहीं,
कर्म क्यों अर्पण
करें? कर्म वही स्वर्ग तक और मुक्ति, सेम बट सम सुपीरियर। वर्णाश्रम तक नथिंग टू ऑफर, ही इज डूइंग व्हाट ही इज डूइंग एंड फॉलोइंग वर्णाश्रम तक। But he has some son, superior. His, what he is doing, he thinks that I am doer. And what I am doing, offering to Krishna. To please. Why? Oh, he is very fearful for worldly sufferings. And he wants that I should not suffer. That is his main object.
In the first log, he is speaking about Vishnu, but in this log he is saying offer to Krishna. Me, and this is Krishna speaking.
Yes, no.
So some superiority.
But here Krishna is Vishnu, not Krishna. Because Krishna is telling me. So he is telling to me, but who is Krishna now? Who is offering? He has no idea of Nandanandan, Vrajandanandan, Shyam Sundar. Here Krishna is also like Paramatma and Vishnu.
So in this verse, Yat Kroshi, Yat Asnasi, Yat Jahosi, Dadasya, Yat Pasyasi Kuntaya, Tat Kuru Sva Marapanam. As Gurudev has explained, the emphasis of Buddha on the person is they're thinking of their own self interest, that they're offering. If one offers Yat Kroshi, all that you do, all that you eat, whatever austerities that you perform, you should do as an offering unto me. But the person is not really thinking of the pleasure of Krishna. They're offering it to Krishna only because they're thinking that by this offering, how will I benefit? So in this way, their offering is completely, it's not one of bhakti, but it's based on self-interest. Just as many times the example is given, that one will have, grow some flowers, and then they take the flowers and then they offer to Thakurji, some Arupsita Bhakti. But actually, their prominent goal is they still have self-interest. They're not really surrendering themselves. So in this, there's some big defect that they're really thinking of their self-interest. They're not thinking of the interests of Krishna. There's not self-surrender. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that this is external. Please explain more.
Oh, you should understand. There was a very good son. And he took some very costly garments, dhoti, kurta, and some fruits, and so many things. And he went to father, I'm donating you these things. Is it right or wrong?
Completely wrong.
Is it right or wrong?
Everything that he's giving is coming from the father already. He's just giving some back.
So what wrong he's doing? He's donating some all these things to his father.
It's not wrong.
And not wrong. It is okay?
His father also got it
from him. Oh, it is wrong. Totally wrong.
How we can give donation to father?
His father also got this from
What the donation is given? Mm. Who can give donation?
The owner.
Right. Oh, son is owner of all wealth that he has?
No.
Owner is his father. So, even he can serve.
Even the body has come from father.
Father. So, he can donate. He can offer or serve father. So, Krishna is everything, owner of whole world and sampatti and wealth and everything. We cannot donate him. Like Ganga water, we are worshipping Ganga. Like anything, paraphernalia from Govardhan, and we are offering to Govardhan. So everything, what we possess, our position, wealth, everything is off. So we cannot do that. This is not even bhakti, arop siddha bhakti even. Very low, very low. So Mahaprabhu rejected. Oh, this is not. But remind this thing, we should try to donate the poor. How? Like all they are coming from Krishna. They are part, parcel of Krishna. They are all of our brothers and sisters like. We are all souls, so we can help each other. If I am giving them anything, this is the prasad of Krishna, and I should distribute. My children are not mine. What they are? They are servant of Krishna. So I am helping them. Only this clue is there. But this is also somewhat wrong. It is not sadhya or
not super.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected. And what told more? You? Sarvadharma agyayav gunang dosha. And sarvadharma na parityajyamam ekam saranam. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami.
So, when Sriman Mahaprabhu rejects the second one, the Krishna Karmarpan, and Mahaprabhu requests him, Prabhu kaya, yo vajja aage kaho aad,
rakhaya swadharma
tyag, sarva dharma sad. So here, sarva dharma sad, tags. So what is the sarva dharma? So, Krishna is telling Srimad Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma suca. Sarva dharman parityajya, you will surrender to me, giving up all religion. Now in karma come in your mind, we came to maintain religion. So other hand, Krishna is telling give up all religion. So it is quite contradictory. How we can reconcile this thing? So he came in this line of Mahaprabhu to maintain the religion of soul. And here Krishna is instructing us to give up the religion of body, mind, of society, etc., etc. You have to give up all this thing, all this religion. Don't think I am body, and who is connected with body, there is mind, and which is possessed with this body, that is, I am owner of that. Don't think so. You have to give up all this idea. Then come to me. If you do so, what will be the result? Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma suca. You may think that if I give up all this religion, this
father, life, mother, wife, children,
then it will be great sin. Don't think so. I will make arrangement to get rid of this sinful activity. There is no sin at all. So for this, the support of this sloka, Srimad Bhagavat has told, Devarsi bhutapta nirnang pitrinang na kinkaro nam renicha rajan sarvatmanaja saranam saranam gato mukunda padhitta kartam. all living entity, they are dated to in 9 places. Devrin, you know, dated to demigods like Indra, Varun, Surya, etc. They're giving us
light, heat, air,
etc. Without their help, we could not maintain our life. So we are dated to them. And Rishi means saintly person. The scripture, we are, the knowledge we get from saintly person. They realize themselves. After that, they give us for our benefit. So dated to them also. Devarsi, Bhut. Bhut means living entity. We are dated to all living entity.
Like
cow, give us milk.
Dogs also.
So many. So without them, we could not maintain our life. Bhut, apta. Apta means our relative. When he took birth, without the help of our relative, how we can get nourishment? So he dated to them also. And Nrinang means, Nri means king. We are dated to king means like president, prime minister, they're protecting us. So dated to them also.
Father, mother, grandfather.
Pitrinang means parents. Father, mother, forefather. If they are not, then we could not get the sunshine of this earth. So dated to them also. Now you know Ridicha Rajan. So if you want to be indebted for that debt, especially for mother, you have to take birth 100 times. So when you take birth 100 times, then you have to come from mother's womb, then 100 mothers. Then how you can get rid of that? It's not possible. So Nayam Ridicha Sarvat Manaya Saranam Saranam. If you take shelter completely, if you dedicate yourself completely, where? Mukunda, then you will be free from all debts. So Krishna is telling here, Sarva Papebho Mokchai Sai Masucha. Don't think if you give up all this religion, you will have to suffer, you have to get reaction. Don't think. I will manage that. So hearing this also, Mahaprabhu told, Eya Bhaiya. Why? Because this is the religion of soul. What Krishna is telling here about Sarvadharman Parityajya is only for Saranagati, only to enter the bhakti.
And he is attached to body and mind.
And he has attached too much to body and bodily conception.
There is no connection with mind, soul.
And there is no clear conception about soul and what to say about super soul. So Mahaprabhu rejected this and told Eya Bhaiya.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Try to be, to come here after preparation. I may ask to anyone, so all should read and come. And then we will begin from where? Brahma Bhutaha Prasanna. And Mahaprabhu also rejected. And after that, Mahaprabhu, rejection, why he rejected? We'll explain. Very soon, tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, we will finish this chapter. Very, very important. Oh, what? Very soon.
Hare Krishna. This morning, merciful Shri Gurudev has given initiation. Unfortunately, the devotees have received this. We will now announce your new name and request you to stand up so that you will receive the happy blessings of Shri Gurudev and all the devotees. Elena Nerpes.
Wow, right. Malati. Oh, Malati Devi ki. Malati. Oh, maid servant or friend of Srimati Radhika. One of serving Radha and Krishna Kanjuga. Malti is very good. Having so much fragrance of very soft heart, oh, this is Malti. Malti, Devi ki.
Lydia Gartens.
Oh,
Lila.
Oh,
Leela Devi ki jai. Leela Devi. That is, Leela Devi who is? Oh. Leela who is? Oh, Krishna ki Leela. Past times of, very sweet past times of Krishna helping.
Is that Yoga Maya?
Life. Yes. So, Leela Devi ki
jai.
Chapiro Elena.
What name?
Chandrakala.
Elena.
Chandrakala Devi ki jai. Chandrakala. Very beautiful, more than moon. A maid servant of Radhika, serving conjugal. So, what name?
Chandrakala.
Chandrakala Devi ki.
Hey. Bimis.
Bimis?
Bimis. Bimis.
Oh, yes.
His mother. Her mother.
Yes. What name?
Her name.
Bhanumati.
Bhanumati.
Bhanumati. Bhanumati. One of the manjaris. Bhanu Manjari. Bhanumati Devi ki.
Daughter of Guru Prabhu. Youngest daughter of Guru Prabhu.
What is the name?
Her name is Mallika.
Mallika.
Oh. Mallika Dasi ki. Mallika Dasi. Same name. Mallika Dasi. Very good. You can see.
Thus ends the class on the 18th of June. 2002 in the evening in Lake Washington, New York. Hare Krishna.